Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you asked what I have thought about Ye, or allegedly Kanye West, who goes by Ye, postings of a Magen David, which is a Jewish star, that has within it a swastika. That seems to blend into the angles of the Magen David or the Jewish star. And, if I had a dime or a quarter or a dollar for every time I saw a swastika, heard an anti-Semitic comment, heard have been a brunt of anti-Semitism, I would be very, very rich, all right? Sorry, I can't come up with a better analogy than that. And so seeing another swastika, hearing some rant, that doesn't faze me. What the problem I have with all of this is where I think people are misguided by when they post something like that. Now, and again, maybe Kanye's Twitter was hacked. I don't know. All right, so this is for anybody who wants to put up a swastika or take a Magen David, Jewish star, and desecrate it. All right? I think it means you're a flippin' weenie. Because think about it. All right? If you really want to put up a symbol of genocide, put up a symbol of superiority over other races, and put up a symbol saying you are completely fine with the cremations and the rapes and the beatings and the torture and the experiments, all right? Put your money where your mouth is. Come up to me. You really want to be anti-Jew? Bring it. Don't hide behind a social media platform and go, ooh, let's put up this. And by the way, the reason why I am not just signaling or singling out one person is because somebody had to make that graphic. I see the graffiti. This isn't just about one post on Twitter or multiple posts. I see this all the time. So there's somebody with a spray can and they spray something on if you really, really want to go to war with somebody, then bring it. But throwing up symbols going, okay, you're a weenie. It's such a weenie way. Not that I want anybody to go to war. Not that I want any violence. But you don't realize that when you do post something like that, it is a call for violence. Elon Musk had now suspended Ye, Kanye West, now known as Ye, for that, because it violated the hate speech and the, I have the exact term for it in terms of suggesting violence. I don't know if I have his exact, let me see. I don't think I have the exact verbiage. It just said it's suspended because of its incitement to violence. So people might think that they could be just throwing this stuff out there. But to somebody who sees it, they're like, okay, it's on. It's on. Now, if you're just doing it, because growing up in school, people would try to act tough. And they would throw stuff out there, and they didn't realize the consequences of their actions. And all of a sudden, it's like, well, wait, it's free speech. And I'm like, no, you declared war. There's a difference. If Putin or Xi Jinping says, look, you know what, U.S., we are going to war. I'm going to attack you. What happens? We attack too. But that's free speech. He could say he's attacking us. If somebody is in your house saying, I am going to kill you, do you go, oh, that's free speech? All right. That, no, if somebody threatens, I'll shoot you first. Let's go. So I am for a country that honors free speech in terms of us being able to air our political grievances, in terms of us being able to have an opinion on masks and mandates and an opinion on what's going on and be able to say, look, this isn't right. But inciting violence, no. That does not count. Saying there's a fire in a movie theater, a crowded movie theater, that doesn't count as free speech. Walking into your home saying, I'm going to shoot your wife and kids, that's not free speech. I mean, you might feel free to say it, but there's going to be consequences. So, it blows my mind that here we are in 2022, going into 2023, and we still have this confusion over what is allowed to be free speech. And trust me, the government did no favors to any of us starting to censor people for talking about natural immunity and its role with COVID. I mean, that was a cluster and a seventh. So when you have on one side the government censor medical questions, I mean, there's been a bunch of young individuals in this last week who have, quote-unquote, died unexpectedly, not by accident, not by trauma. So some people in the medical community are like, well, what could be going on? Is there a common thread? Is there something they did? All of a sudden, people want to censor because they think they're talking about vaccines. All right, hate, racism, incitement of violence, that is not covered under free speech. Now, I get it's subjective. Somebody could say, well, you know what? You're not liking mandates, and you're being against mandates, even though you might support vaccines. It's still a form of hate. No, it's not. So I get there's some subjectivity. But honestly, we could figure this out. If we've been able to figure out, you can't say, I'm going to kill you. You can't say, I'm going to... If you try... What happens if you say you're going to threaten the president? You will have every agency up your retroperitoneum in a heartbeat. That's not free speech. So for any of you thinking about posting another Jewish star or Magen David with a swastika in it to, you know, air your grievances, you can take that symbol and shove it up your ass. 1-877-DOCTOR. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so a lot of you guys have a holiday office party this weekend or next weekend or maybe even the weekend after. So I've been there. I have been to holiday parties, the Christmas party, the office party, and it is it's one of the best parties of the year. It's fantastic because usually there's open bar, there's food, and it's just really, really fun to kind of be with people you work with and get to see them in their non-so-professional self. I learn a lot from holiday parties. I learn a lot from people. The problem is this could be the biggest career killer you've ever seen. And a lot of people do things wrong because it's so an open bar, because they let their professional guard down. So each year I see mistakes happen over and over and over again. And each year I try to teach you guys what to do and what not to do. So we are going to quickly review how to get through a holiday party without getting fired or killing your career. First and foremost, do not flirt with the boss. I've flirted, you know, with everybody at office parties, but when you flirt with the boss, it is bad. Now, you might just be, because remember I told you there's when you drink, some people are different. Some people, when they drink, they get mean and they get ugly. Some people, when they drink, they get funny. Some people, when they drink, they get very lovey-dovey. So me, I'm like, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, man, you know, you're like the best person ever. Just don't be doing that. And don't be trying to have a relationship with the boss. Good management knows that there is always somebody watching. And you can make the boss uncomfortable. You could then, the boss doesn't want rumors. The boss doesn't want, because people are taking pictures and selfies. They don't want to catch you flirting with them. Keep your tongue in your mouth. Don't be touching them, because you're probably going to be one of the first people to go after the holiday party, so people don't think that you guys ended up sleeping together. So, bad move. And don't drink too much. Okay, that should be rule number one. Just don't drink too much. This is your office holiday party. This isn't a party with you and your frat friends or college friends or high school friends or people you grew up with. Okay, you know, this is a double-edged sword. You want to have a good time, and you want to be comfortable, but if you do stupid, when you drink too much, it could be a career killer. Please don't drive drunk. For the love of God, use a car service, Uber, taxi, whatever. Never do that. Do not let anybody tag you on social media. Alright, I get this all the time. Oh, let's take pictures. Oh, can I tag you? And I don't have my glasses on. I think I look cute. And I'm in the picture like, you know, and I'm like, yeah. Okay, well, meanwhile, that is now in cyberspace infamy. And, you know, you could be having a wardrobe malfunction. You could be looking like you're having alcohol and you're trying to apply for life insurance saying you don't drink alcohol. Don't let anybody tag you. Let them post the pictures and say, I am going to review them and see if I want to be tagged. Just, I wouldn't let anybody post a picture of you, because even if you don't tag yourself, that picture is still up there. So don't let too many people take pictures of you. Do not skip the party. Do not skip the party. A lot of people will do that. They're like, well, I don't like my boss. I don't like my coworkers. I don't want to be tempted with an open bar. I'm not going. You don't want to do that, because your absence will be noticed. If this is something that your boss or the committee who makes the party has been working hard on and you don't show up, that will be noticed. And you want to look like a team player. So don't skip it. You should, you know, still go. Just be there. Be nice. This is my problem. Don't take the mic. Whenever I am at a party, there's usually a microphone up on the stage, and that is my, I don't want to call it kryptonite, because I get drawn to it. It's like gravity doesn't exist because I'm drawn to that microphone. For the love of God, don't take the microphone. That microphone is for your boss. It's not for you. Even though you might be the life of the party, and you might be more funny, and you might have a great singing voice, do not take the mic. Unless your boss has already taken the mic and whatever has been done, you know, or somebody invites you to take the mic. But don't go up there and take the mic. That is a no-no, trust me, from experience. Gossip. Don't be bringing gossip. Don't be gossiping. I know you might want to look like you're fitting in with the group, and do not gossip. Somebody will hear. Even gossipers will pick up on your negativity. Just don't do it. I just say, guys, I don't want to talk about work. It's Christmas. Let's just have fun. So it doesn't look like you're not gossiping or trying to criticize the gossiping. Just get out of that. Some of you may want to tell off the office bully. So a lot of us work with somebody or have worked with somebody that bullies us. And you're sitting there at your desk. They come in or they come over to your cubicle and then they do stuff to you. and they've been a thorn in your side, and there's nothing you can do because you don't have a group. All of a sudden now, all the other departments are there, you're all hanging out, you feel like you got a crew, and you're like, okay, now I'm going to take this lady on. Don't do that. Don't do that. Okay, in fact, what I would probably do is just spread some holiday cheer and say, look, you know, it's been a rough year. I hope it's going to be a better year. I hope we can work together, and Merry Christmas. You know, just be, you know, happy Hanukkah. Just, you know, just turn it to positive. I told you guys not to sleep with your boss or flirt with your boss. Don't sleep with your coworker. Don't be doing that. Again, somebody's already, they're watching. One thing that good management frowns on is office relationships. Now, some people say they should mind their own business, but an office relationship can be very toxic, and it can also cause possibilities of sexual harassment. You know, even though it's a coworker, that person might be of a different level than you, and then that could cause a whole bunch of drama for the company. So just don't sleep with anybody. Please don't discuss work, and never ask for a raise. That's not going to happen. Let's say your boss and you were having a good time, and you're like, look, I don't want to bug you for a raise, but I got... Don't be asking for a raise at the Christmas party. And even if they do offer it, are they going to remember if they've been drinking? So don't do it. It's just bad, bad form. Don't be quiet. Don't be hiding out and being quiet. You know, if you have to leave early, you know, you could say I got diarrhea or something like that, but you know, show that you're enjoying yourself. So what should you do? First and foremost, thank the planning committee. Now, if you don't know who the planning committee is, it's the people that are running around looking all nervous, not having fun, right? And they probably aren't the most popular, because the popular people really want to be a part of the planning committee, right? That's somebody who kind of got stuck with the job. So please thank them and thank the boss. Always thank the boss. If you can sing and they want people, and this always happens, so like, okay, guys, who's going to start us off? Get out there and dance, right? And you're like, well, you know what? I don't know if I can really, really dance. Do it. Everybody likes the person that gets the party going if it's their time. So if the boss is like, guys, we got a dance floor, get out there, get out there. If they got, all right, who wants to sing? Get out there and sing. If you can sing, it's a great time to show off some of your skills and let people see other aspects to you. Let the boss know you're happy at work. You don't have to ask for a raise. Don't be doing any of that. But let the boss know, you know, I'm happy. This is a great place to work. What you did for us with this is amazing. Yeah, it might look like a kiss-up. And you can even say, look, you know, I don't want people accusing me of being a kiss-up, but I think compliments deserved should be given. And, you know, I like working for you and the company. Thank you. Thank you for my job. Why not? If you never get access to your boss, that could go a long way. Please tip the bartender. These bartenders, even if it's open bar, still need to be tipped. So please, for the love of God, tip the bartender, because they have to be there when you're partying. But most and foremost, right, just, you know, have fun. These, you don't get invited a lot of times to parties. I notice that my invite email for parties has been going down. Now, maybe it's because of COVID, or, you know, maybe it's because, I don't know. Maybe I don't, people can't afford an open bar when I come. I don't know. But, you know, you go to a party. A lot of us have been very introverted. And we've been like, no, I gained weight, so I'm not going to look good. I'm like, you are going to regret, you know, not going out and enjoying yourself. Do it. And trust me, not everybody's going to be wearing Spanx. They might walk in, you know, all spanked up and, you know, corseted and stuff. And then by the end of the night, everybody's rolling out. So, you know, enjoy yourself. It's the holidays. And, you know, we don't know how many more of them we have left. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
And ended up with a good product, but we still have more work to do, in my view, in terms of ultimately getting paid sick leave, not just for rail workers, but for every worker in America.
President Biden's comments as Congress voted to pass a tentative labor agreement and avoid a rail strike, an amendment to add 7 days of paid sick leave for railroad workers, failed to pass the Senate. The president signed the bill on Friday. As part of the latest jobs report, the Labor Department says average hourly earnings went up by 18 cents in November. The average wage is now $32.82 an hour. The United States men's soccer team plays Netherlands in the knockout round of the World Cup on Saturday. That game slated for just after 10 o'clock Eastern time from Qatar. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are definitely seeing hospitals struggle, and they are asking for help because of the quote-unquote twindemic. We have flu, COVID, RSV, but our hospital infrastructure is not designed to have thousands upon thousands of people overload it in a short period of time. Every year, our hospitals are overwhelmed. but we started to overwhelm sooner than later. And what started to break the camel's back was COVID being added into the mix. So we have millions of flu cases each year. That's no surprise. The number of deaths could range anywhere from 20,000 to 80,000. We're being told, though, that in America, we've already had 3,000 deaths from flu. That's a little early for this time of year. Because usually flu season starts to hit hard in November and peak December, January. We just barely started December, and we're already having flu deaths in the thousands. So our hospitals are starting to become stretched to their limit. Dr. William Rayburn, Chief Medical Officer of Baylor Scott & White in College Station, Texas, says these three viruses, for the most part, currently are going to run their own course that will not require hospitalization. So my plea to the community is to use common sense. Use the basics about the spread of viruses. Try to avoid the emergency room unless you truly feel you have an emergency. Many people feel that we made some major mistakes during COVID. I am in agreement with that, major mistakes, in terms of not allowing people to go outside, not allowing people to, you know, kids to be in school, kids to be around others. Because of this fear of the unknown, the first month or two, I get why people were scared. But once we saw that we weren't having a lot of kids, you know, affected that much, did we really have to keep kids out of school that long? And we could have separated the desks or during the spring and summer had kids, you know, do class outside. There was a lot of things we could have done differently, and we didn't. So these kids didn't get exposed to RSV like they did. And then with flu didn't beat COVID to the punch, so flu was kind of with musical chairs. You know, when musical chairs, you walk around a group of chairs, but there's one less than the number of people there. So as soon as the music stops, everybody has to grab a chair, and there's always somebody left out. So flu was left out the last couple seasons. It still existed. Just went to the sidelines and watched, but it had time to evolve, get smarter. And so flu came back. Flu waited for COVID to weaken a little bit, and we have it. So, yes, these hospitals are getting pretty overwhelmed. We are being told that flu cases have doubled, and 18 states are now facing very high levels of flu. Flu has come back with a vengeance, and this is going to be one of the worst outbreaks in over a decade. Now, does that mean we get all scared and panic and lock down? No. But it means we need to do things a little smartly, and we're doing things very stupidly when it comes to our flu and COVID and all that. Okay, number one, it's hard to change the past. We got people so sick and tired of mandates and vaccines and all that when we tried to say, look, guys, you might want to get the flu shot this year, you might want to get a COVID-updated booster, people told us to go blank ourselves. So let's not make that mistake again where you ram vaccines so far up someone's retroperitoneum such that when, you know, we are now in the midst of a pretty, pretty bad season, people are over it. They're done. They're rebelling. Number two is we didn't concentrate on natural immunity and getting outdoors and going to the gym and exercising and eating well and eating healthier. Instead, it was all about stay home, lockdown, eat your frozen food, do a pickup to go orders. I mean, for a lot of people, their big night out was somebody running out to pick up a to-go order and bring it back home. Okay? No. Let's get back out there. I mean, I understand it's cold, so you can't have picnics and things like that. But, you know, get exercising. Keep that exercise up. Exercise helps build your immunity. We also need to re-look at how we're doing telemedicine. We have many people that are not testing, that are calling telemedicine platforms asking for medications by name, and they're getting them. So we're now at a point where we're having shortages. Now, some people say we're having shortages because there's so many people sick. Could be. But I think we're also having shortages because a lot of people got the medicine who didn't need to. I can't tell you how many patients I see that, you know, end up calling in their diagnosis is COVID, and they had just gotten an antibiotic 3 days prior because they had called in saying they had strep from a different doctor. Or they called and said, I had a sinus infection, I need an antibiotic. Well, they had the COVID the whole time. So those antibiotics now were wasted because they're sick anyway. And now that prescription could have been used for somebody who really had a bacterial infection. Same thing with Tamiflu. We have a Tamiflu shortage. Why? Because people called in saying, I know it's not COVID because when I had COVID, this feels differently. So give me the Tamiflu flu medication. And they got it without having to prove they were tested, nothing like that. So we need to rethink things. Well, there are test kits for flu, COVID, and RSV. Where are they? Why don't we have access to them? Those test kits could now really, with precision, guide us to what we need to do and what, how we need to treat somebody. But we cannot be giving flu medication to somebody with COVID. We cannot be, you know, and we're not even counting the numbers. Whatever numbers they're saying they have is a huge underestimation because people aren't testing. They're using telemedicine. I love telemedicine. I love working for telemedicine. I think it's a great gift to healthcare in terms of people being able to access a doctor at night in their pajamas without having to leave their house. I think that's fantastic. The problem is we're really losing accuracy. It is very difficult to discern flu versus COVID. I told you flu does come on more abruptly. The fever is higher. But people have gotten treated for flu with a 99-degree temperature and symptoms identical to COVID, where, well, I started with a sore throat, then I had a headache, then I was sneezing a lot, then I had a runny nose. That's not what flu does. Flu hits you like a ton of bricks day one. So we're kind of doing stupid. Now, the hospitalizations, those numbers, we can count. Those, because if you're hospitalized, you're getting tested. So those numbers are pretty accurate. I think the CDC says we've had at least 53,000 hospitalizations since October. New Mexico, Texas, and Tennessee are now the worst affected, we're being told. But us having shortages of Tamiflu, us having shortages of amoxicillin for kids with strep, and ear infections because they've been wrongly given it for COVID and flu, that's a problem. So make sure that you take care of yourself, right? And don't expect a hospital bed to have your name on it when you need it. Try not to need the hospital. As doctors are saying, don't come to the ER if you don't have to. Now, a lot of you guys don't like going to urgent care. Because you're like, well, you know, I have a large copay, and urgent care doesn't want to see me if I have COVID or flu. Look, if you are having any shortness of breath, if you are dizzy, if your symptoms are not improving, yes, get seen. Because you could be developing a pneumonia. We don't want you sitting home and getting sicker. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, if you couldn't think things could get stranger, this caught my eye. The executive director of Planned Parenthood Center for Sex Education, located in New Jersey, his name is Bill Taverner. So if somebody is an executive director for sex education, and we are talking, and this person, you know, has probably got the academics behind him, has some science behind him, should obviously have proper education to share. Apparently, he is saying that kids at birth are sexual. And has, they said children are born sexual, and has called for comprehensive sex education from kindergarten. We're also being told that he is advocating for porn literacy for older age groups. Now, back in 2015, he was at a U.S. congressional briefing, and he said, we are all sexual beings from birth to death. He said, we have in our society an assumption of asexuality of people with intellectual disabilities. Well, there shouldn't be that assumption. People with intellectual disabilities can still have sex drives, can still procreate. He says it is a myth that's perpetuated, and really we are all sexual beings from birth until death. Now, as a physician who understands the development of sex organs and understands what has to happen in order for a individual to be able to procreate, there has to be multiple changes, biological changes that happen. Those don't happen when you're an infant. You might have the organs, you might have ovaries, you might have a vagina, you might have a penis, and you might have testicles. But in terms of being sexual, what the hell is he talking about? The way it is designed right now is the human body is designed to make babies. But it has to go through multiple changes and readiness in order to do that. Now, some people could say, but Dahlia, kids sometimes touch themselves. Well, they do. They're interested in it, but they don't necessarily, climax. They don't, maybe when they're going through puberty or pre-puberty, but I have never seen that with an infant. Never seen that with a neonate. Never seen that with a toddler. They might be like, Mom, what's this? My kid would be in the bathtub going, Mom, look. I'm like, yeah, release the Kraken. Yeah, just cover some bubbles up with that. All right, just finish your bubble bath. Let's get out. Look, Mommy. They thought it was an extra hand. They thought it was funny. But, you know, Planned Parenthood has become this beast in healthcare. Some people think it's a good beast. Some people think it's a bad beast. But they provide care to millions of women. They need to get their science right. They say babies, elders, and everyone in between can experience sexuality. 3 years earlier, he said children of a certain age should be taught about porn in sex education. In 2012, he said young people have a yearning for information, adding that the internet is a major influence on how people learn about sexuality. There's access to erotica, pornography, that was very different for young people 30 years ago. Now, with that, he's not entirely wrong. There's some weird stuff out there on the internet. But this is what the parents need to be involved in. Do schools need to take on the role of, all right, guys, we are going to show you what's good porn versus bad porn? Is that really up to the schools? Now, somebody could say, Dahlia, the parents are never around. So the schools have to teach religion or atheism or social justice. Do they? Why not have these schools teach the parents? Maybe, rather than kids being required to be in school, there be a mandatory parent day. And the parents get updated on, hey guys, we have some data on some trends with kids. This is going to frighten you. But some kids may grab something that looks like Skittles and it be fentanyl. So you need to teach your kids about fentanyl and how they can overdose because they think it's candy. There's also this sort of sexual behavior that is happening. And you might think your child is too young for this, but we have had kids in your class that are already engaging in oral sex. Some kids are looking at porn that involves bestiality or child porn. You need to be aware of this. And this is what schools are supposed to teach: your math, your history, your English, get them college ready. Get them out there in the world, which is why I think trades should be taught in school. And I think by the time you finish high school, you have trade certification, coding, computer, and maybe even an associate's degree. This way we aren't adding extra taxpaying dollars to trade beyond that. Because a lot of the stuff they're learning in high school is BS. Let's really focus what needs to be taught. Not every child needs Calculus 3. But, some kids might, like, you know, they'll do pre-calculus, then they'll go to trig geometry, and then they'll start taking a bunch of calculus. Okay, so maybe calculus 2. Go up to calculus 2 in high school. But still, all right, if they want that, that's great. But I think there's a lot of things we could do. But we have this tug of war between educators and parents, where educators are like, it is on us. These kids have no parents. They have no quote-unquote nuclear family. So we need to teach kids about how they might have questions about their sexuality. Or they might have questions about their gender. Or they might have questions about society and climate change and all that. Okay, or questions about faith. Your teacher is not the priest. The teacher is not the rabbi. The teacher is not the spiritual leader. The teacher is not the doctor. If somebody is having concerns about their gender, that is something they need to talk to with their doctor, not with their algebra teacher. So maybe what would be a compromise is have teachers meet with the parents. Have a mandatory parent meeting saying, good, so we don't have to teach your kids and take this on and venture into another lane. These are things that you are going to need to discuss with your kids. If you can't and don't want to, we will have counselors that will talk to them and can help guide. But that would be your decision for us to use our team to talk to them. But parents should have first crack at it. That's my vote. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm just blown away. 1-877-DOCADALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Air- airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.